There's the basic pain of the facts of life, as I was saying last night, such as death and aging and these various things. But then there's this spin-off pain, which is that we can't accept that there is suffering. And then there's all this struggle and yes and no, good and bad, and endless, endless spinning off. So Trungpa Rinpoche, he once gave a teaching, which I think is in one of the chapters of The Myth of Freedom. I think it's in there, working with negativity. And he says there's nothing wrong with this basic negativity. It's like me saying, in terms of these Lojong teachings, that pain, or you could even say negativity, pain, suffering in all its forms, is the actual stuff by which we attain enlightenment. And in this particular talk, he says there's nothing wrong with this basic negativity, like a basic hit of pain or suffering or rage, jealousy, whatever it might be. But he says what we work with meditation is negative negativity. It's how that basic stuff spins off endlessly into how we get in such a struggle. Should I, shouldn't I? Should I do this? Should I do that? Am I right? Am I wrong? And so forth. So this slogan really gets at beginning to examine that and see that and realize that you could give yourself a break. You could label it thinking and return to the immediacy of your experience. And the language which is often used in presenting this technique is that we sit, and basically it's a fundamentally a very spacious situation. Like they say, the nature of mind is like a big sky. And then all these storms come in, and all these dark clouds, and all this noise and activity. And this is the kind of analogy for thoughts. And then when you notice them, you can let all of that dissolve back into the big space. So this notion of labeling thinking is like letting it all dissolve back into the big space and then returning to the immediacy of your experience, just being here. And if it's in post-meditation, that can be just tasting what you're tasting, looking at the face of the person that's in front of you. The basic instruction here in terms of daily life and also a formal meditation is just coming back again and again, just coming back, simply, gently, without struggle, just coming back. So in terms of this, a friend of mine who I think is here, the other night we went for a walk and he was telling me this story about Trungpa Rinpoche giving a talk. He was giving a talk and then got to the questions and answers and somebody said, show us some magic. Maybe he'd been talking about magic, I don't know. And so it was a room like this, but it was at nighttime. Or it could be daytime with all the shades down, if all the shades were down. But it was nighttime in this particular situation, so they were just all in this room. And he said, well, he said, it's only because of your conceptual mind, it's only because of the concepts that you hold about things that makes you think that this room isn't floating in outer space. That was his magic. But you see, it is like that. We just take so much for granted. There is nothing except our concepts. We just assume that we're in Boulder. So it's just beginning to sort of wonder about things and not take things so much for granted. So regarding all dharmas as dreams, and then besides that, just working with your mind, you know, because anything can become something to hold on to, including regarding all dharmas as dreams. So with meditation, we're working again and again with just letting go of these assumptions. We call them thinking, but they're just these assumptions, which basically are like barriers that we erect between ourselves and our world, so we never have a direct experience. The truth is that every single moment is completely unique and fresh. And the more that we can connect with this absolute truth, the more that we can be there completely with other people. Compassion and spaciousness, shunyata and compassion, they're really inseparable. The more that we can connect with the spaciousness, let's just put it this way, the more we can connect with just completely being fully present with what's happening without laying our right, wrong, good, bad, yes, no, want, don't want mind on top of it all. That's another way of saying that there's nothing between us, no barriers between us and the world we live in. So we experience this as being able to love and be loved. We experience this as kindness, and we experience it as being in a world of companions, compassionate companions.